Terry Birchall's in studio with the North Platte Public Schools Foundation. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
It's good to talk to you here as we get ready for, it's kind of your big week.
It is. It is. We're excited. Oh, my goodness. It has been a week. Been in communication with the three distinguished alumni that graduated from North Platte High School, and they're making their travel plans to come in. So they are all arriving tomorrow and early Friday. So,
very good. The Evening of Excellence starts off the weekend here for the Public School Foundation here. Friday night, right?
Yes, Friday night at Venue 304. We still have some tickets available. It's $100 a couple and $60 a person. It is a fundraiser helping our programs that we have at North Platte Public Schools Foundation, helping support the teachers and the students. We're going to have some great hors d'oeuvres, and it's a Hollywood themed event. So come as your favorite Hollywood character.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Do we get a preview of you and who your husband's going to be?
Well,
I mean, are you guys participating in that?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We're going to be agents. From maybe Men in Black.
Oh, hey, that's not bad. Yeah. So
he's going to be Agent K.
Okay.
Don't you think that's appropriate?
I think that's perfect. That's great.
So, I'll be Agent L. And then actually Brenda Robinson, who works in my office, is going to be Agent O.
There you go.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to have a little fun with that. So,
It's an evening of excellence to celebrate your distinguished alumni and kind of celebrate North Platte Public Schools all together.
Yes. And we've had some great donations. We do have an online auction that is going on now. Okay. So you can text 71760 and text NPPSD to 71760, and you'll get a link to our online auction. We've got an amazing trip to Scotland that includes two tags for two stags.
Oh, nice.
and golfing. You can really, if you don't want to go hunting, you don't have to go hunting, but they've already purchased those two tags. So it is available. There's also golfing. You can tour castles. You'll be guided by Michael and Danielle Grossi, who have International Adventures Travel in Gunnison, Colorado. They have a great relationship with the royal family, actually.
Wow.
And so you're on Balmora.
Wow.
I know.
You're pulling some, people are listening when you say that. Yeah. Not many people can say that.
No, I agree. I've learned a lot about Michael and Danielle, obviously, along the way. And they've got some incredible stories and just incredible experiences. They're very faith oriented and are truly grateful for their relationship that they have. In fact, before they could even announce that they were doing a trip to Scotland and a castle on Balmora, you'd be staying there. They had to get it cleared with the royals and go through all the process of that. They wanted to make sure, because apparently King Charles is looking at maybe doing some different things with the hunting grounds, and so they wanted to make sure that there was still hunting. And
we're like, well, hold on. We got some folks from North Platte coming. You can just hold off on those.
Right?
Or get them done before. That'd be even better.
Right, yeah.
Let's go. I mean, surely King Charles can get things moving a little quicker.
That's awesome. I know. So it's very exciting for that. And then, of course, we've got Mindy Stefka coming back to town and Carrie Ann Schultz, who are both married. Carrie Ann Battle and Mindy Stefka Helfridge now. So they're both coming back, and they've both contributed to making this a possibility and making donations for us, too. So we're excited.
And that's going down Friday at Venue 304. And then you'll roll that over into Saturday, your golf scramble.
Yes. The Bulldog Golf Classic, our third annual with the Booster Club. We are full.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear.
If you want to be on the waiting list, give us a call. But because you know how that happens, you get to that day and it's supposed to be a little warm that day.
It's actually, though, 91.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's gone down.
Yeah. You're wedged in between 97 and 96 and you're right in the middle side.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You might actually be okay.
That'll be great. We've got a 9:30 tea time.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Oh, you'll be perfect then.
Yeah. We've got great sponsors with Weathercraft Roofing and FMBO and Nebraska Land Bank are just a few. Quick Stop. There's so many that make this a possibility. We do have the class of 2013. We've got a couple teams that are going to be playing. And of course, we've got several alumni playing and several teachers, retired teachers.
Oh, good.
So it's a good mix at both events. So I hope you can come out and go to nppsf.org, and all the information's there on our website, or give me a call, 696-3325.
Awesome. We're talking with Terry Birchall here again from the North Platte Public Schools Foundation. The Evening of Excellence is on Friday, and then you have the golf scramble on Saturday. So if they get on the waiting list, maybe somebody drops out, you can make a quick phone call or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Man, you got backups just waiting, right?
Yeah. We have 37 teams signed up.
Wow.
So obviously we have a team on a waiting list.
Yeah. That's great. That's a good problem to have, though. So how can they learn more about all this information and if they need more details?
Go to the website, nppsf.org, or give me a call, 308-696-3325. Should be a good weekend.
And this all goes for the foundation. And what does the foundation do?
The foundation, Well, obviously we've got scholarships, but we also have some programs that we do. We do a homework club. We're in elementary schools right now. Teachers stay after school and help the kiddos. So we help pay for those teachers to stay. We're going to be expanding that to middle school this year. I'll be working with the middle school principals to get that accomplished and just give those kids a little extra time with some teachers to help them be successful in the classroom, along with our Prepared to Learn Fund. So if we've got some kids that maybe, if they're a low-income family and if they're on Medicaid, they only get one pair of glasses a year. And unfortunately, kids can be kids, and sometimes they break their glasses.
Yeah, they do.
Or maybe they just need a little more assistance so that they can just be equals in the classroom. So the teachers reach out to the counselors or student services or myself, and we're able to get that kid what they need to be successful. So it looks different for every kid. It might be snow boots. It might be a bike so that they can get to school. There's just an array of things that Prepared to Learn funds do. And then, of course, we have our reach grants that help the teachers. There's all sorts of classroom needs. The tax dollars only go so far in a classroom, and the district spends a lot of their money on getting that curriculum and all those books and the basics that are needed. And some teachers just have some amazing ideas that they want to come to fruition, and we try to help them with that. So this year, Fat Dogs has stepped up, and we're going to be able to do a reach grant a week starting in September. So every week we'll be giving out at least or around $500, depending on what their needs are in the classroom. So that's an exciting program that's kind of gone to the next level last year and this year. So we're excited about that. And of course, we recognize the staff monthly. The district and I go out and recognize a classified, your administrative assistants, paraprofessionals that go above and beyond and are nominated by their principal, and then also a teacher. So we do that every month as well. So always looking for business partners to help fund those projects for the district.
Back to school starts here in a couple weeks, too.
I know.
Two weeks from tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, August 10th, 11th, depending on what grade you're in.
That's crazy. It won't be long. You'll be talking the backyard barbecue probably, right?
I know. September 22nd.
Okay.
That's the backyard barbecue. So if you're listening and want to have a team, give us a call. We do have the registration's kind of out there. You just kind of have to dig on the website to find it. But that's going to be coming up before we know it, with Change Wars, which will occur September 13th through the 20th. So if you're a grandparent out there listening, save that change for those kiddos to take to school, or there'll be an online option again to do that. So, and of course, we're looking for some great competitors. So I think I've got maybe Brandon might actually do a booth this year.
There you go.
We'll see.
Is he a good cook?
He is a good cook, but he has a really fun idea. We'll maybe talk about that if he comes to fruition. So.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I know North Platte has a football game on the 18th of August, so that's coming around the corner very soon here. So
we do. And, talking about that real quick, one of the projects last year that I got to complete was, we've got a new LED scoreboard coming to Bowerfield.
Cool.
So be watching for more news on that.
Will that be installed before the first game?
We were, it's going to kind of be there the first game. It just probably is not going to be lit up until our barbecue.
Okay, very good. Well, so, that'll be a good night to debut it then.
It will be. So be watching for that news.
North Platte Public Schools Foundation's Terry Birchall joining us this morning. Anything else this morning you want to touch on?
No, I think that's great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to a great weekend. You should have some really good weather on Saturday for golfing. And again, if they want to get your tickets at Venue 304 for the Evening of Excellence, how can they do that?
Go out to the website, mppsf.org, or give me a call at 308-696-3325.
Thanks for your time, Terry.
Thank you.